Because Libya is essentially a failed state. There's competing groups claiming to be the actual government, and not to mention all the other insurgent groups. Who was he working with in Libya?
Well, it's a little murky in terms of who he was working with. What we know about Eric Prince's interest in Libya is that it began early on, almost, I believe it began by 2011, when fall of Gaddafi. But by 2013, he was in Libya, had come together with a proposal with a few partners to offer a complete Blackwater service for counterinsurgency. He wanted to bring stability into the East and wipe out the Islamists who were gaining strength subsequent to Gaddafi's fall. And initially, he had a difficult time finding the right partners. It was clear when he was meeting with people that he didn't trust some of the factions that he was dealing with. I think it was he wasn't familiar with Libya. He's certainly not an Arabist or an expert, and had a difficult time trying to figure out who was who. And ultimately, what he did was he went after meetings or trying to broker a deal with a man by the name of General Haftar, who is now the head of armed forces, essentially, in Libya, but who is a dual U.S. citizen, lived in the U.S. For a long time and worked with the agency, the CIA, for many years.